Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a time in Irish political history when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael thought of themselves as diametrically opposed to each other. The thought of coalition between them was unthinkable. Now it's unthinkable they could hold government without each other. They are both centre-right parties, yet seem reluctant to admit it. David W. Higgins is a member of Fine Gael, an economist and political analyst. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Sean. Good to be with you.
How does Fine Gael describe itself?
So right now, Fine Gael goes by the label of progressive centre. And that label has been there since the early 2000s, you'd call it, around about the Michael Noonan and the Kenny times. And then Fianna Fáil has always kind of gone by the sub-label the Republican Party and hasn't really used a kind of centre or centre-right label at all. But you would have more classically put them somewhere in the middle, maybe a bit to the right throughout their history.
Yeah, though years ago, I asked Micheál Martin precisely that question. He said he thought that Fianna Fáil were a social democratic party. Now, I don't know how many members of Fianna Fáil were aware of this, but certainly that was the kind of Fianna Fáil he wanted.
This is a really interesting one, right? So this is where I can bring in the survey I mentioned. So I wrote a piece in the Tuesday Irish Independent about this. And there's a study from the 24 election, which asked the electorate a bunch of questions: who you voted for, what were your priority issues at the general election? But a key one was the left-right axis, right? And the way they asked it was, people had to respond with a number. So 5 is bang in the centre, 0 would be a far left, and 10 would be far right. And then anything in the middle would be something kind of centre left, centre right. Let's look at Fianna Fáil voters. Like 56% of Fianna Fáil voters marked a number that was 6 or higher. So that's rightward. Hmm. And I think it was only something like 10-20% would mark them centre left. So, you know, if you want to be a social democratic party, well, most of your voters aren't really with you on that, actually. For Fine Gael, then, it's 52%. So still a majority marking anywhere 6 or higher. There'd be a good chunk in both parties, about 30 or so percent, saying just bang in the middle. And then a much smaller number, you know, saying that they're left-wing voters themselves. So we have a situation where most voters of the two big parties tend to mark themselves somewhere to the right, usually centre-right. But we don't really have either of the parties willing to use that label for either of them.
Yeah. But funny enough, traditionally, I mean, apart from, say, the likes of Labour, for the centrist parties, and that would be Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that the people don't tend to think in those kind of ideological terms so much. And there also seems to be somewhat cultural factors in there and family history factors rather than, and would think individually about each issue rather than where they are on a spectrum.
Yeah, I think that's all true. That's certainly how politics has gone. And that's how both parties, certainly in many elections gone by, haven't been lacking without kind of a bigger label around them. And I think they're reluctant to use them because the risk is you might get associated with, like, you know, Trump or Brexit or any kind of like centre-right or right-wing stuff that's gone on in other countries. And I think for that reason, there's a bit of that reluctance too. But part of the reason I'm making this pitch is that my own party, Fine Gael, is going through a bit of a bit of searching on what Fine Gael's values are. And there's a big discussion happening internally amongst members. And, you know, raising this discussion about using centre-right, but also the phrase Christian Democrat is what I'm also provoking in this article, because Christian Democrat is what the Fine Gael sister parties around Europe tend to use. That's the European People's Party. Mm. They've always been the centre-right bloc. They've been willing to talk about their, quote, Christian Democratic roots. And, you know, most of these parties wouldn't have, you know, fairly religious people in them nowadays. But realizing your Christian Democratic roots is, I think it's a good set of values, because it talks about things like a social market economy, right? So that's not laissez-faire capitalism. It's not socialism either. It's about a middle way that realizes that if you want to have social justice, you need to have a capitalist economy to fund that. But it doesn't mean that you don't believe in either of those things. It's about kind of making the two work harmoniously together. It's also about an idea called subsidiarity. This is the idea that levels of government, you should only be putting things right up to central government that really need to. So where decisions can be made by communities, that's even better. Even more so, we have communities, family, and the individual. These are units of society that often act to solve problems a little bit, sometimes a little faster and better than government might. And it's the reason why you won't find centre-right parties always wanting to do as much government spending as the centre-left. Because they realize, well, hang on a minute, we've got other people in our society who can do this, do it, might do it better. So where's the problem? That's kind of the angle that I'm coming at with some of these values.
Yeah, and as you say, in Europe, Fine Gael is aligned, part of the Christian Democrat group, effectively. Who's Fianna Fáil? Yeah. What European group is Fianna Fáil a member of?
They're in Renew. Renew was previously called ALDE, I think. So they would all be the centrist liberal parties. You'd be talking about Macron in France, his party. You'd be in there with the Free Democratic Party in Germany. They're more like kind of free market liberals. So, you know, they'd be a mix of, remember the old Progressive Democrats? There'd be a good kind of a similarity to them there. So you know, and some of those parties would actually be a little bit centre-right as well as centre. So, you know, there's a question mark as to whether either of our two parties are most aligned in Europe. You know, should they swap places in Europe? That's not something that's, you know, big on the agenda. But, you know, the question of being most aligned, at least I think in Fine Gael's case that I can speak mostly to, using either of those labels, centre-right or Christian Democrat, are things that I think the party should do. There's only one person in Fine Gael I know nowadays who does it. It's Neil Richmond, the TD for Dublin Rat Down. He does go by the label Christian Democrat. Most don't. Most aren't, you know, without a seat in the parliament, you know, without it. But I think, you know, when parties now, these two parties are looking for where the next 3 years goes, where the next general election goes. And actually, because I think we're in a bit of a quiet revival for kind of right of centre, I think globally, I think you're seeing this in other countries. Things like immigration has turned a bit, attitudes to that. Things like tax and spend, I think we're getting a bit of a peak there. And things like some, you know, sort of like the woke, you know, liberal issues, I think we're hitting a bit of a peak liberal as well in Irish society and elsewhere. And I think the parties are going to be in, I think they're in a bit of a, not they're not sure which direction to take with this stuff. And I think a firmer centre-right is better than letting the far-right take control of these narratives and ideas.
Mm. Shouldn't Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil just become one party?
Well, look, I think for various reasons that won't happen. I think all the parties will talk to the fact that they've different, they typically have different constituencies, things like small farmer, larger farmer. There's a bit of urban rural to it too. And then you might say, well, should Labour and Sock Dems or the Greens or any of these other parties begin to merge? I think for various reasons, that's just probably not going to happen. But the risk I see, of course, is that if the two parties are in coalition for much longer, like you can trace confidence and supply after the 2016 election was the first big coming together. We get a coalition in 20 and then another coalition as of 24. You're going to end up with, a decade and a half by the end of this decade now of the parties together. And that's a risk for both parties that they do begin to, be perceived by the electorate as being a bit indistinguishable, which is why I think either one of them, I mean, I'm kind of calling on my own party here to try and get to it first, is to begin to actually carve out a bit of difference, both get within the coalition and then, of course, against the opposition as well.
David, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was David W. Higgins, an independent economist and political analyst. One texter says, in my experience, Fianna Fáil are both socialists and capitalists, depending on which housing estate you meet them in.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.